From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The U.S. sought to assure allies Wednesday that the USS Carl Vinson Naval Strike Group is indeed headed to the Northern Pacific as a deterrent to North Korea's nuclear weapons program. But this came after days of misleading statements that the aircraft carrier and other ships had already been headed there. The White House and the U.S. Military Pacific Command were not quite accurate in early April when they said the USS Carl Vinson aircraft was en route to the Sea of Japan to respond, if needed, to a North Korean provocation. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis defended how information on the position of the carrier was explained.
Bottom line is, in our effort to always be open about what we're doing, we said that we were going to change the Vinson's upcoming schedule. The Vinson, as I said on the record, was operating up and down the Western Pacific, and we were doing exactly what we said, and that is we are shifting her. Instead of continuing in one direction as she pulled out of Singapore, she's going to continue part of her cruise down in that region, but she was on her way up to Korea.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis. The United States is pledging support for Saudi Arabia's effort to counter Iran's destabilizing activities in the region. During talks Wednesday in Riyadh, Defense Secretary Mattis emphasized to his Saudi counterpart the importance of cooperating and boosting Saudi security in order to reinforce Saudi Arabia's resistance to Iran's mischief. The Arab Kingdom is Mattis' first stop on a week-long Middle East tour. For more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The British Parliament voted overwhelmingly Wednesday to back Prime Minister Theresa May's call to hold early general elections on June 8th, 3 years ahead of schedule. May pushed for the snap poll in hopes of smoothing the Brexit process.
The public want us to actually deliver on leaving the European Union, and they want us to build that stronger Britain for the future beyond leaving the European Union. That's what having an election now, it gives us that opportunity for stability and certainty.
Members had been widely expected to approve the early poll, which analysts say will likely give May a stronger hand in negotiating Britain's exit from the European Union, but also gives the opposition a greater voice in how the Brexit process is carried out. May said the early vote is necessary to ensure that her government can strengthen our position in these negotiations. Evacuations from besieged Syrian towns resumed Wednesday after being put on hold by a bombing Saturday that killed at least 126 people. Syrian state media and the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said buses carried 3,000 people from the government-held towns, which have been subject to siege by rebel fighters. Other buses brought several hundred people from the rebel-held areas where pro-government forces are responsible for sieges. The transfers are being done as part of an agreement reached last month. Uganda's military announced Wednesday it is ending its pursuit of internationally known warlord Joseph Kony, saying its mission has now been successfully achieved, even though the rebel leader remains at large. A military spokesman said Uganda has started pulling its forces from Central African Republic, which for years had been the base for troops chasing the rebels. The news comes shortly after the United States' decision last month to pull out of the manhunt for Kony, who is wanted by the International Criminal Court, saying the active membership of his Lord's Resistance Army is now less than 100. Bill O'Reilly, the most watched cable news anchor in the U.S., has been fired amid a wave of sexual harassment allegations. 21st Century Fox issued a statement Wednesday that after a thorough and careful review of the allegations, the company and O'Reilly have agreed that he will not be returning to the Fox News channel following his vacation. The news follows reports in the New York Times that Fox and O'Reilly paid $13 million to five women who accused him of sexual harassment or mistreatment. And former New England Patriots football star Aaron Hernandez hanged himself in a jail cell where he was serving a life sentence for murders just days after being acquitted of a double murder charge. Hernandez was a rising star in the National Football League. For more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.